Welcome to Counting Sheep Podcast. Today, we present a unique tale created with the Counting Sheep app, where your stories come to life with just a few taps. Find Counting Sheep on the iPhone App Store and start your own storytelling journey. Unlock your creativity and let the storytelling begin.
The Silent Code. Chapter 1. The First Glimpse. The creak of the old wooden floorboard jolted Beth Harper back to stark reality. Standing in her dimly lit apartment, Beth clutched the letter in her hand, her eyes scanning the cryptic script etched onto the yellowed paper. The chill air from the slightly ajar window whispered forebodingly through the room as Beth turned the page to reveal a date. Tomorrow's date, and an address she didn't recognize. At the police precinct, Detective Neil Harding leaned back in his chair, rubbing his temple as Beth approached his desk with a determined stride. "Neil, you need to see this," Beth said, handing over the letter. "What is it this time?" Neil asked, eyeing her with a mix of respect and concern. He knew Beth's uncanny ability to decipher the most encrypted language, but he also knew the toll her recent cases had taken on her. "A letter," Beth replied, her voice steady, "in an ancient script. And this time, it has a date and an address." Neil squinted at the letter. "Any connection with our current case?" Beth sighed, the weight of her discovery hanging heavy in the air. "Not just a connection, a prediction. Tomorrow's going to be another murder if we don't act now." Back at her forensic lab, the scent of ink and musty paper filled Beth's senses. She worked methodically, tracing the symbolic patterns, matching them with known ciphers. The language was ancient, but she was making progress. Neil hovered nearby, his presence a grounding force amid the chaos of her thoughts. "What do you make of it?" Neil asked, breaking the silence. "I can't explain it yet, but each symbol, it's like it's drawing me a map," Beth murmured, her fingers dancing over the paper. "A map to something dark." Later, they visited the victim's family, the oppressive air of sorrow clinging to the room like fog. The mother, eyes hollowed and lips trembling, handed Beth yet another letter. Identical script, identical dread. Beth could taste the metallic bitterness of fear in the room. "This was sent to my daughter before she..." The mother's voice broke, trailing off into a sob. Neil wrapped a comforting arm around her, but his eyes were fixed on Beth, urging her to decode faster, to bring clarity to the nightmare. That evening, the precinct was thick with tension as Neil and Beth pored over city maps. "This address," Neil pointed to a run-down warehouse district. "It's isolated, not much activity." Beth nodded, her mind racing. "We need to be there tomorrow. Before the killer can strike again, we're running out of time." The next day at sunrise, standing outside the decrepit warehouse, Beth felt a foreboding chill. Every creak of the rusting hinges echoed her own heartbeat. Neil's hand rested on her shoulder, grounding her in the moment. They entered the warehouse and found traces of struggle. Signs of another sinister act planned for this cold, abandoned place. Beth's phone buzzed. Another letter had been delivered to her apartment. Freshly deposited, and with it, a challenge from the killer. "Catch me if you can," it sneered in archaic script, a taunt that could not be ignored. Chapter 2. Unraveling the Threads. Beth and Neil navigated the bustling city, each step cautious and calculated. Inside a cramped coffee house, they met with a jittery barista who had been a witness. The smell of stale pastries and burnt coffee hung in the air as the man fidgeted with his apron, glancing nervously around. "I saw someone, but it was dark," the barista stammered. He was wearing a hood. "Dropped something in the trash before running off." Outside, Neil retrieved a small burnt scrap of paper from the trash bin, matching the script Beth was now all too familiar with. "More breadcrumbs," she muttered, scanning it quickly for hidden clues. Their journey took them to various parts of the city, unearthing connections between the victims. Each location held whispers of past horrors, further connecting the dots of a deeply woven mystery sleeping beneath everyday life. The evidence mounted, like unseen tendrils linked to ancient secrets. At the forensic lab, Beth's desk was a sea of papers and notes. She meticulously traced connections, diving into past cases that eerily lined up with the scripts she had come to dread. Hours passed as she worked, her mind a blur of patterns and possibilities. Neil returned from an interrogation, frustration etched on his face. Our suspect turned out to be a decoy. This killer, Beth, he's always one step ahead. It's like he's playing with us. Beth's eyes, red from sleepless nights, met Neil's resolute gaze. We're dealing with someone who thinks in codes, patterns. Not just any killer, Neil, she said, a linguist. Maybe even someone from my world. The tension ratcheted up another notch as they followed an urgent lead. At a crowded intersection, Beth spotted something, a hooded figure weaving through the crowd. She and Neil gave chase, pushing through the throngs of people, their senses heightening with each frantic step. The chase ended abruptly in a darkened alley, where their suspect disappeared into the shadows. Sweat clung to Beth's skin as she struggled to catch her breath. Neil cursed under his breath, slamming his fist against the wall. Neil arrived within minutes, taking in the intrusive message. He's getting bolder, more personal, Neil observed, a determined edge to his voice. We're on to something. That's why he's taunting us. Exhausted but relentless, Beth continued her analysis deep into the night, her fingertips tracing complex symbols, seeking clarity amidst chaos. Tomorrow, she knew, would bring them closer to the predator, feeding on the very fear Beth tried to mask. Chapter 3. The Watcher's Game. Beth's apartment had turned into a maze of papers, each symbol a clue she needed to decipher. The cold morning air seeped through the cracked window. She couldn't shake the feeling of being watched, a palpable presence that gnawed at her nerves. Neil arrived, looking sharper and more focused than ever. "We can't keep playing by his rules," Neil said. "Determined. We need a plan, Beth." Beth nodded, the wheels in her mind spinning. "He's reading the letters too, isn't he?" she proposed. "We can use that against him." In the dim glow of the laptop screen, Beth and Neil crafted a fake letter, riddled with subtle traps and clues designed to draw the killer out. Each line dripped with false promises, leading him to believe he was still several steps ahead. Their stakeout began at the rundown warehouse district indicated in the fake letter, masked by the city's usual noise. Beth pulled her coat tighter around her against the biting chill, every passing second ticking with tension. Hours passed before a silhouette slipped into view. Neil motioned for silence, their breath near invisible in the chilling fog. The figure entered the warehouse. Beth's heart pounded. They followed, Neil's hand hovering over his holstered gun. Inside, the stench of decay and dampness filled the air, the faint rustle of movement ahead. The walls closed in, each step forward tinged with the echo of their own fear. They found a room, traces of another struggle, signs of methodical preparation for another crime. A sudden noise startled them. Neil signaled for silence as they cornered towards the source, bathed in the weak glow of a dying bulb. In the dim light, the hooded figure loomed, startled by their sudden appearance. Beth and Neil moved in. Weapons drawn, the figure darted, a shadow through the maze of crates and debris. A frantic chase ensued, adrenaline surging as they dodged obstacles, the slippery floor a perilous terrain. In a desperate scramble, the figure lunged out of sight, leaving behind hastily discarded items. Among them, another letter. Exhausted, Beth leaned against the wall, clutching the artifact that would become their next clue. Returning to the precinct, the grim reality sank in. The killer was precise, calculating, and now almost personal. Neil's jaw tightened, recognizing the escalation in their dangerous game. Betham's apartment taunted her return with another message, this one chillingly personal. "You're mine," it declared, echoing through her mind. Neil insisted on security detail, the threat now a looming presence that could no longer be ignored. Chapter 4. The Final Decipher. Beth and Neil sequestered themselves in the police safe house, the isolated countryside, providing solitude and clarity. The soothing scent of pine and damp earth offered a deceptive calmness against the storm raging within. Their goal was singular: decode the final clue. Beth pored over her materials, each ancient glyph a piece of a dark puzzle. "It's like a language loop," she mumbled to Neil. "A dialect bouncing between centuries, only readable by those familiar with its root." Neil brewed another pot of coffee, the bitter aroma seeping into the room. "We're closing in, Beth. We need to stay sharp." Their breakthrough came with Beth's realization. The symbols pointed to coordinates, a hidden lair where the killer might be waiting. Her pulse quickened as she verified it multiple times. "This is it, Neil. This is where he's hiding." They set out at dawn. The further they drove into the remote countryside, the starker the terrain became. An uneasy silence settled in the air, the wind carrying the rustle of secrets buried deep. The coordinates led them to an abandoned, rustic cabin nestled within dense woods. The scent of damp wood and earth filled the area as they approached cautiously, weapons ready. Years of decay had eaten away at the structure, leaving behind a hollow shell. Inside, the air was thick with mildew and fear. Shadows danced on the warped wooden walls as they advanced, every creak underfoot a perilous echo. Neil stepped forward, movement drawing his attention. A hidden door beneath a tattered rug. Beth's heart pounded. "This is it," she whispered, pushing the door open to reveal a stairway descending into darkness. The musty smell of decay grew stronger as they descended, each step a leaden weight. The basement was cluttered with makeshift workstations littered with more cryptic letters. And there, in the flickering candlelight, stood the hooded figure. Finally, face to face, the killer sneered, lowering the hood to reveal a gaunt, pale man with eyes that seemed to pierce through one's soul. He held a knife, glinting sinisterly in the dim light. "Drop the weapon," Neil commanded, inching closer. "You think you can stop me?" "You're too late," the man hissed, charging forward. A struggle ensued, the confined space making it all the more dangerous. Neil tackled him to the ground, the knife clattering away as they fought. Beth grabbed the nearest object, a heavy metal rod, and struck the killer, knocking him out cold. Her breath came in rapid, shallow gasps as she processed what had just transpired. Neil secured the man in handcuffs, his grip on the killer unyielding. "We've got him, Beth. It's over." The ride back to the city felt surreal. The killer, now in custody, sat silently in the back of the car, a twisted smirk on his face. But Beth could sense his facade of control crumbling. At the precinct, Beth handed over the letters, her hands brusquely wiping away the grime and fear still clinging to her. Neil's reassuring presence beside her brought a semblance of peace. "Good work, Beth," Neil said. "You cracked the code." Beth met Neil's gaze. "We did it together." The weight of their ordeal finally lifted as they walked back to face whatever lay ahead. The interrogation room, bathed in harsh, sterile light, framed the killer. His solitary figure, a final testament to the darkness they had unraveled. Beth's chilling realization that her understanding of languages could bridge good and evil had led them to this victory. In the end, each thread tied back to the beginning, every encoded letter a testament to truth and justice. They had not only unmasked a killer but exorcised the haunting shadows he cast upon their lives. The city began to return to its rhythm. Ominous notes lifted, allowing normalcy to settle once more. Beth stood with Neil outside the precinct, the familiar urban hum grounding them once again. "Till the next challenge?" Neil asked, a hint of a smile. Beth nodded, the fire in her eyes undimmed. Together, they were ready for whatever dark script the world might throw at them next. The end.
As we wrap up this episode, we hope you enjoyed the captivating story brought to you by the Counting Sheep app. The power to create your own narratives is now at your fingertips, and you can explore endless possibilities with Counting Sheep, available on the iPhone App Store. Whether you're a seasoned storyteller or just starting your creative journey, this app offers a unique and engaging experience. Thank you for joining us, and don't forget to check out Counting Sheep to unleash your imagination. Until next time, happy storytelling.